Ernest, what's up? Look, I want to put you onto something that's been making waves in the personal finance world. If you've been relying on Mint to manage your finances, I got some news that might startle you at first. Mint is no more. But hold on, because every cloud has its silver lining, and in this case, that lining is Monarch Money. For those of us searching for a robust, user-friendly alternative, Monarch Money is stepping up to the plate. And from personal experience, it's hitting a home run. Let's get personal for a moment. Managing finances can be a maze of confusion, stress, and time consumption. Believe me, I've been there, jumping from one finance app to another, hoping to find that one platform that simplifies everything. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design transformed my approach to managing finances. What truly sets Monarch apart for me, though, is its collaboration feature. With money being a top Discord trigger for many couples, the ability to seamlessly manage finances with my wife has been a game changer. No extra costs, just shared goals and clarity. But Monarch isn't just about managing your current finances, it's about building your future. Saving for that dream house, your wedding, or a once-in-a-lifetime vacation becomes not just a possibility, but a reality with Monarch's intuitive tools. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal held it as the best app for savings growth. Monarch Money represents the next evolution in personal finance apps. It's an ad-free haven where your experience is the priority, constantly refined based on real user feedback. It's everything we've been asking for: intuitive, powerful, and relentlessly focused on user satisfaction. Now, for a bit more practicality, Monarch makes transitioning from Mint a breeze, ensuring you can bring all your tags and categories with you. Its intuitive design, customization options, and commitment to privacy and an ad-free experience make it stand out in the sea of competitors. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/leisure. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/leisure for your extended 30-day free trial.
Introducing WonderSuite from Bluehost.com, the tool that makes WordPress wonderful for everyone. Website creation is hard, but now with Bluehost, you can answer a few simple questions about your business and goals, and the WonderSuite tools will automatically lay out your WordPress website or store in minutes. Seriously. From there, you can customize your design, pick your brand colors, and add blocks. No custom theme or coding required. You'll get content suggestions that you can keep or revise. And with Yoast SEO built in, we automatically help you get found in search engines. From step-by-step guidance to suggested plugins to an AI-powered help bot, our built-in tools make WordPress wonderful for everyone. Whether you're a beginner or a pro, you can join over 2 million Bluehost users. Go to bluehost.com/wondersuite. That's bluehost.com/wondersuite.
Apple makes major progress on its no-prick glucose tracking for its watch. Mm-hmm. How big is this, and what impact that could have on the company in the future?
The greatest company on earth continues to be great.
The biggest just got bigger.
This is huge. It's like if prime LeBron got Giannis, Steph Curry, and Phil Jackson came back to coach. Like, so if we're in a recession, we're going to see companies slowly transition to focus on like real businesses. Mm-hmm. And healthcare is the biggest business of all. Anyone that I talked to about this that actually has diabetes and have to prick themselves, they were like, I would pay for a new device just to not to have to prick myself. Mm-hmm. So in 2020, when we're doing the show, I'm like, hey, Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple are going to make an aggressive push into healthcare. They get this down to a science. This would probably increase their market cap by at least 40, 50% over a 10-year period. Yeah. This is like the big, this is almost like iPhone-esque.
This is big.
Revolutionary.
Yeah, I mean, think about that, right? You're talking about something that becomes that, something everybody can use worldwide. Mm-hmm. And so when you talk about a device now that people will have to purchase.
That is affordable.
That's affordable, right? Yeah. Rather than pricking yourself, you now have an Apple Watch. Mm-hmm. And I'm explaining how it actually works because it's pretty interesting. But you have the Apple Watch, which is now the product, and now you don't have to prick yourself. But I think one of the interesting things is, and this is just like when you're going into business, they're not trying to solve everything in healthcare. Mm-hmm. They found one thing
very specific
that they can solve, maximize on, and create a business around.
Yeah.
When I heard that, it made me think of Robert Smith. Shout out to Robert Smith, because when we went in Harlem with him, mm-hmm. he was trying to figure a solution for one problem. We have a certain way about, you know, invasive testing for prostate cancer. So let's come up with a solution, yep. right? He found a solution for a problem. Apple has done the same thing with diabetes. If they can get this right, man, this is like, you know, you walk into an industry and it's like, you're the newcomer. Like, they walk into the industry, they have a firm print inside of the healthcare industry, basically using their device that Absolutely. They already have.
All that data. Yeah. No one's collecting all this data for free. So like immediately think of it like this. They almost have the same kind of value and power that United Healthcare, mm-hmm. Eli Lilly has, Merck, Stryker, and they are already known worldwide and already have a tremendous fan base.
Yeah, so here's how this works, right? So the system uses lasers to emit specific wavelengths of light into an area below the skin where there is ancestral fluid substances that leak out of capillaries. So the capillaries are what moves from blood cells, right? That can be absorbed by glucose, right? So we know glucose levels are something that people check when you have diabetes. The light is then reflected back in a sensor in a way that indicates the concentration of glucose. An algorithm is then sent to determine a person's blood glucose level. Yeah. So literally you're using the back of your watch as a laser to go through your skin to see how much glucose concentration you have, right? You can check that. I mean, how many times a day? Rather than pricking yourself, or we know sometimes people wear devices to check it on their, you know, their midsection throughout the day. This is a game changer. This is non-invasive.
And they've trained people for 10 years to be comfortable with having the product in your hand
yeah.
or on your body the entire time.
Exactly. You know how long they've been working on this?
Yeah, at least.
12 years. Yeah, they've been trying to solve this one problem for 12 years. The fact that they're at the proof of concept at this point after 12 years, it just tells you, right? They're consistently, we know how big of a company they are. We already know the verticals. We know the wearables. While all that's happening, they're still trying to find problems to improve and increase their business. Healthcare, one of those spaces, like we said, the data.
It's the most important one.
Exactly. We already know the data is being collected. What we were using it for, most people thought, yo, EKG, they can check your heart rate. Well, here's another way that you can now use the device as well. I think it's incredible.
And as the food desert issue expands, the quality of food isn't as great. This issue is only going to become bigger. So that, unfortunately, gives them a bigger market cap and bigger market share in the space. I don't think, like, when the iPhone came out, it revolutionized the entire tech industry. This is going to change all of healthcare. And you're going to see Google make an adjustment, Amazon make an adjustment. But, like, United Healthcare, Merck, Eli Lilly, Moderna, they're all going to have to make adjustments as well. And that's why I always say, the companies with the biggest bag are always going to be your biggest competitor. My biggest fear is Cardi B gets mad and gets up with The Rock and she figures out how to trade, it's over with. You have to learn how to preemptively understand who can be your competition. And for years, healthcare companies thought that they wouldn't be able to pull this off. Would you rather use this device by Apple or one from
Fitbit?
Good night.
Right, it's tough. Like,
yeah, it's tough.
It's one of those spaces. And even those competitors you said, like even when we look at a Google, we look at a Microsoft, where are they at in the wearable space?
Just in infancy space, right. Like infancy stages.
Right.
The upside is tremendous.
They got us with it like, yo, hey, this is the next thing. It's the next wave. Oh, again, they probably were planning 5, 10, 12 years, 15 years down the line. Like, this is where we're going to go with it. We're going to treat it like, yo, it's an iPhone on your wrist and it does all these cool things and you can text message. Oh, but here's the real play.
Yeah.
Healthcare.
Every big business on earth is always thinking 10, 20, 50 years down the line. As great investors, I need you guys to do the same. So the Neos and Lucid Motors and all the companies that seem like a good move in the short term, they end up dying out. And as a result, Apple continues to focus on the businesses that really matter. Now, what happens when this is integrated into Africa, India, China? Game, set, match. Maybe the greatest company of all time on the public market.
I wonder what you think about, I know we said, you know, companies have a dominant run over 20 years. They get into the space, obviously, with the stranglehold that they can have on healthcare.
I'll give them another year.
20 years gets extended?
Absolutely. Now they need to find a great CEO that can be a successor to Tim Cook. Mm-hmm. If they do that and they groom him or her properly and prefer, and ironically, I wouldn't be surprised if it's an Indian CEO to then integrate, because as their economy grows.
Largest population in the
absolutely.
World.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Game changer.
I mean, you know, healthcare is the largest business in America.
Mm-hmm.
As far as the national budget, if you look at the national budget, more money is spent on healthcare than defense.
That's insane.
So it would only make sense that at some point in time, Apple would get into the healthcare industry.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, they're already kind of in the healthcare industry as far as monitoring your heart rate, everything of that nature. But now it's like, you know, taking baby steps, one step at a time, and to the point where you can, you know, have a tremendous foot in the healthcare industry.
Yeah.
Whether that's through prescriptions, whether that's through like health Amazon monitoring, store. Whether that's through, you know, a variety of different things. But I think Apple will definitely be a major player in the healthcare industry. But like you said, not just Apple, Amazon will also be a major player in the healthcare industry. Google
absolutely
will be a major player. All the tech companies, you got to diversify your portfolio at some point in time.
Tesla needs to do the same if they want to survive. They need to find a way to get those vehicles to act as ambulances or emergency vehicle responders at some point to have another vertical to attack and go into. Because, like, how long can you just be, like, the predominant sexy EV company?
Sexy car, yeah.
Yeah. And it's only a few businesses that you really should be in. Healthcare, family, finances, fitness. Those are, like, the main four categories. If you really break them down, Apple is going to do amazing over the next 10, 20 years. Yeah. Please hold this for long term. If I made you money, please put yes in chat. I know you're tired of me talking about Apple, but if it's working and it's a GOAT stock, right? Not an icon, a GOAT.
Not an icon.
You got to hold it forever.
My graduates from my school being Forbes, bag drop.
Bag drop.
F- a mic drop. Bag drop.
Bag drop.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.